From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. We're going to have Jack Halcombe sing for us this morning after our Bible reading. And, of course, we're reading in Mark chapter 9. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we will conclude our study in the parable of the prodigal son. And then next week, in the will of God, I hope to begin a new series of Monday evening studies entitled Central Doctrines of the Christian Faith. And we will begin with the Bible's teaching on the person of God himself. Of course, we will be continuing to play extracts from the Reverend John Greer's sermon on the raising of the son of the widow of Nain throughout September on a Monday evening. We have had a very encouraging response to the offer of a free copy of this sermon in the week that's passed. Let's turn in our Bibles now for our reading. We're going to read, as I said, from Mark chapter 9 and the verse 38. And Jesus answered him, he was answering the Apostle John, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, Forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. And we will end our reading there. May God bless his word to our heart. Let's have Jack Halcombe now sing for us that lovely old favourite, There is a Balm in Gilead.
Sometimes.
The verse 42 is the subject of our study this morning. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he were cast into the sea. We're continuing to consider the Saviour's words to his disciples. Verse 35 tells us that the Lord Jesus sat down and called the 12 and saith unto them. So here we have the Saviour instructing the 12 apostles. Now in this verse 42, he speaks of little children. Not little children in general, but little children that believe in him. I cannot stress enough that when we read the Word of God, we take careful note of everything that is stated. Sometimes people come to the Bible, and with a very casual reading, they interpret what they think they have just read in a very general fashion, and so go around applying what they believe to be the truth to many situations that are just not at all related to what it was the Saviour was speaking about. So look again, please, at the verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me. We need to take note of that. Little children may believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know we adults are of the opinion that only an adult is capable of grasping the truth of God, and that children have not developed mentally enough to take in the teaching of the Bible. Well, when you think of how some adults fail utterly to take in what the Bible teaches, you would despair for little children. But the words of the Saviour here indicate that children, little children, can indeed believe in him. And I think the Scripture bears this out. We read of Samuel, in the first book of Samuel, believing in the Lord and trusting in him and obeying his word. We read of David. David was a very young man, indeed a mere child, when he obviously was converted to faith in the Saviour. In 2 Chronicles and the chapter 34, in verse 1 of 2 Chronicles chapter 34, we are told Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, that's when he was 16, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. So the evidence of his early faith in the Lord was seen that when he was 16, he began very clearly to walk in the ways of God. He took counsel from the Word of God and obeyed its teachings. If we had not examples to give, nevertheless, the doctrine is well enough established, because the Saviour says that there are little ones that believe in him. And there are other places, of course, where the Saviour encourages acceptance of children believing in him. In the next chapter of Mark, in the verse 13, it says, they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. So the Saviour clearly indicates to us that children may believe in him and be true disciples of him. It was for this very reason that men such as Robert Raikes of Gloucester in England in the late 1700s started to establish Sunday schools. He was a rich man, he owned a newspaper, he was nevertheless a devout Christian, and he was much concerned about the need amongst youngsters within his city to to learn of the Lord. And so he established Sunday schools. And he did so because he believed the words of the Lord Jesus, that little ones, little children, may indeed trust Christ as their Saviour. We have here an illustration of just what it means to come to Christ. Now, I'm not going to have time to conclude our study of this verse this morning, but I want to suggest to you some things that perhaps between now and next Monday morning you might give thought to. The Saviour here is speaking, and I have no doubt that he had a child in his arms as he did so. Look again at the verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones. He didn't say, whosoever shall offend a little child. But he is indicating here in his words that there was in his presence at that time a child. I'm suggesting to you that that child was actually in his arms. So can't you see the Saviour sitting in the midst of his apostles, and he is actually embracing, holding a child in his arms? Why do I say that? We must never place upon the Word of God a fanciful interpretation, no matter how attractive it may appear to us, simply because we want to believe it or would like to believe it. We can only go so far in our interpretation of Scripture as Scripture permits us. So, look at the verse 36. And he took a child, and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them. Now this was but a few moments before the conversation that takes place between the Saviour and John, from verse 38 to verse 42, would not have lasted too long, and I have no doubt the Lord Jesus was still embracing this little child. And I'm saying to you that here, in this little incident, we have a wonderful illustration of what it means for a child and an adult to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll continue our study next Monday at 10 o'clock. Will you join with us then? I hope you do. Remember, tonight at 9, God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.